I'm Tayshia Stevens. University presidents are met with backlash to their remarks on campus anti-Semitism.
The presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology faced swift criticism for their responses earlier this week during a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. Republican and some Democratic lawmakers are rebuking them for not being strong enough in their condemnation of hate speech against Jewish students. The university presidents had testified in a five-hour-long hearing before the House Education and Workforce Committee. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is still in a state of shock over the Hamas terrorist attack.
The country is still, you know, bogged down emotionally in October 7th, and I think it's going to take a very long time. You know, even the notion that we lost hundreds of soldiers on that day, that, you know, that is very difficult to internalize.
Oren says the entire nation won't heal until the war with Hamas is won. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden is being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts in a federal court in Los Angeles. Biden allegedly failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman is censured by the House of Representatives for pulling a fire alarm at the U.S. Capitol Hill building when the chamber was in session. Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain said he knows what he was doing.
Representative Jamal Bowman of New York knowingly pulled a fire alarm to cause chaos and stop the House from doing its business. This is a felony, plain and simple. It's not difficult to understand.
This is SRN News. Men are really cleaning up in women's cycling.
Both the gold and the silver medals at the single speed competition of this month's Illinois State Cyclocross Championship went to men. Cycling federations have been especially welcoming to transgender athletes. As a result, men are beginning to dominate women's races. Legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova doesn't like it, delivering an ex post that reads, quote, "More mediocre males taking podium places from female athletes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Wisconsin judge has reaffirmed ruling this summer that state law permits consensual medical abortions after the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade reactivated the state's 1849 abortion ban. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Schlipper ruled in July that the ban prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. This is SRN News. Tragedy strikes the family of a U.S. senator from North Dakota. Bob Agnew reports.
Republican Senator Kevin Cramer says his son was involved in a police chase on Wednesday night that led to the death of a police officer. Senator Cramer says his son, 42-year-old Ian Cramer, has a long history of mental illness, paranoia, and hallucinations. He was driving a stolen vehicle at the time. In a statement, the senator requests prayers for the family of the fallen officer and his colleagues. Bob Agnew reporting.
Yesterday was National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, the 82nd anniversary of the attack on Hawaii that brought the U.S. into World War II. December 7th, 1941, the Japanese military made a surprise attack on the U.S. naval base in Pearl Harbor, killing over 2,400 Americans and injuring over 1,100 others. The next day, the U.S. entered World War II and declared war on Japan. More details at SRNnews.com.